We are on the record.
Okay. Meeting will come to order. Let's begin with a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Monday, November 26, 2018. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building. A fax to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Filas?
Here.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Lefkas? Absent. Dr. Lewis?
Here.
Mr. Matson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Roberts? Absent. Ms. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, great. Thanks. And just run down the agenda. A couple administrative items. We'll look at vouchers. We have listed on the agenda meeting minutes from October 22nd, which we're not going to do tonight. We'll do those at our next meeting. Mm-hmm. Under G, it has resolutions none. We actually have the Sharma resolution for adoption.
David.
I did do a revised resolution.
That's a revised agenda?
A revised agenda.
You have
sorry.
It?
I do. Here.
Here, there are more here.
Did you pass? Oh, pass them out? Okay. I think I have everything written in here.
I think it's going to change.
Right. Request for extension of time from American Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. I see they are here. Public hearing for Junio, and that's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Oops. Anyone have anything to add to that?
Swap them. No.
Okay.
That's for your records.
Okay, thanks. And so let's do a couple of administrative items. Vouchers, thin stack. I looked them all. They all appear to be in order. So
one thing I noticed on the vouchers was that Burgess Associates is not naming the professional that did the work on their invoice.
Oh, okay.
I presume we can approve it as it's not a fatal thing, but they ought to be advised to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah, well, and I think I know why, but we can definitely talk to Tom about it. As far as I know, Tom is the only person doing the work.
Yeah, but even then.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we get we're just also sending bills to the planning board.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, if somebody looks at the township files, they may not. We'll know, but the records won't be clear. It still should say, is your point, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a statutory requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, will we approve payment of the bills in a second?
All right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we can go on to approve the adoption of the Sharma resolution, even though John Drill isn't here. Resolution 2018-09, version 2 is the last one, which came out just a couple of days after the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have any comments or corrections? Yeah. Okay. Eligible members would be Filas, Glaser, Lewis, Matson, McCaffrey, Stevens, and Baker. So it's all right. Mm-hmm. Motion to adopt version 2.
I'll make a motion to adopt version 2.
Second.
So moved.
Okay. And Denise, would you call the roll?
Yes, just 1 second, please. Okay. Mr. Filas?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Matson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, good. Thanks. Denise, want to talk about the schedule while we're waiting for John?
Yes. Okay, so for the December meeting, there is not going to be a meeting. I will be sending something out in writing, but just to let everyone who's here know tonight, the planning board needs that date for something that needs to be noticed, and based on the time frame, it needs to be that week, where the holiday is running and everything. It would typically be the night the planning board would meet for its second monthly meeting anyway, but because of the holiday, we usually adjust things.
Okay.
So the next meeting will be on January 28th, which will be our reorg.
Okay. January 28th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so late, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fourth Monday.
Yeah.
It is the fourth
Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did talk about
going to dinner.
Going to dinner beforehand.
Yep. Yeah, right. So is there people came to go to dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what time would we have dinner? What time would we be meeting?
I think we talked last time, we discussed it about 6 o'clock dinner and 8 o'clock meeting.
Okay.
Sounds like that'll work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Or that'll come out later.
Your preference?
No. I was just curious.
Harper's is closed. Yeah, Harper's is closed. That's one place.
Or we could decide later.
Yeah, we decide later.
I haven't been there.
Do they have a private area?
Fair question. Not sure.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, and if anyone has any suggestions, email me and I can check into
good.
Okay. Okay, I think that's as far as we're going to go. I'm just going to call John. He said, let me see how far out he is. So he sent a message to me. I am doing at 7:10.
Oh.
1 minute ago. Okay.
Actually, it's only 7:09 Verizon time.
Okay.
He's got another
AT&T.
They have a different time?
clock in a few minutes.
Yeah, that is a few minutes.
All right, we'll give him just a second. Anything else we need to talk about? To reiterate my last call, are there any issues we want to highlight in the report to the planning board and council? I don't know that I had any so far. Let me go back and check my notes. I had one note about signs related to interconnecting parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a note here that we should ask the planning board to go back and look and see whether or not the regulations we have in place regarding Airbnb are appropriate. I don't think we had any recommendations. We're just saying you ought to go back and take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third item I had was, should there be any limitation on the number of accessory structures or on the limit on the number of square feet of accessory space.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not a recommendation, just
asking
to say, hey, mm-hmm. if you guys consider this, and if you say, yes, we do, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I have so far. I mean, I'll have anything for the list?
Look at the ones I need.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I'm late. Here comes Mr. Junio's architect.
Oh.
Right there. Perfect.
Okay. How are you, John?
Tom Behrens is also in worse traffic than me.
Yeah, he told me quarter after, but he sent a different message.
Yeah. His traffic just getting, it just gets worse. It doesn't get any better.
Huh.
My longest one today.
Really? While we're waiting for you to get set up, regarding Baptist Camp, you guys want to come on up and have a seat?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll just give our attorney a minute to get his bearings.
I'm always in favor of letting attorneys get their bearings.
Yes.
Okay.
You can have a seat if you want to be comfortable, whatever.
Well, I just assume stand.
Okay, sure.
I'm ready.
My name's David Coates. I'm the attorney for the American Baptist Churches in New Jersey, specifically the Baptist Camp and Conference Center.
Can you just bring the mic over for a second? I don't think it's on, and if it's not working, you might want to just pick up one of those table mics.
I'm having a problem with batteries. I put the second battery in, and there are new batteries, and oh, it's still low. I just threw one away. not working on the, would you mind holding either, if you want to sit, yeah, or sit, just hold or just, one of
yeah,
these.
Yeah, let's up
these. These are microphones.
Correct.
Yes. Sorry about that.
I want you to start from the beginning.
Okay, my name's David Coates. I'm the attorney for the American Baptist Churches of New Jersey. We're here tonight on behalf of a portion of ABCNJ, and that's the Baptist Camp and Conference Center, sometimes known as Camp Lebanon. Approximately a little over 2 years ago, I was here on behalf of the camp, and we got a series of approvals, and I'll just put them on the record.
This is resolution number 2016-04?
Yes. Okay. I believe that's it.
And it's titled a D3 conditional use variance, exception, conditional use approval, and preliminary and final site plan to allow approval to allow construction on Block 3, Lot 13 of a new 7-bedroom infirmary/housing building. That's the one?
That's correct. Okay, and approximately, actually tomorrow night it'll be 1 year. 1 year we were back asking for an extension. I'm here tonight to tell you that last spring we entered into a developer's agreement. My understanding is that all issues have been resolved. There's been an on-site meeting. But saying that, we're not quite sure when we're going to get the building permit. It may be before December 11th when the current resolution runs out. It may be somewhat after that. We believe it'll be this year. I have with me Michael Textoris, our engineer, Don Smith, who's the director of the camp, and Mike Jackson, who's the business manager for ABCNJ. And specifically, Mr. Textoris could comment on where things are at. But
yeah, which condition in the resolution gives that time period you're talking about?
It's in the
the extension.
Extension, yeah.
Okay, so do you have the extension resolution in front of you?
Not right in front of
it's
me, no.
2017-08. Does anyone on your side?
It's December 11th, I remember.
Okay. Right, but do you know what?
I have it in front of me.
I have it.
Thank you. It's condition 9.
Yeah.
Huh? It's condition 9.
Thank you. So what you're here for is you want a further extension of the time that was set forth in condition number 9 of resolution 2017-08.
We feel that would be prudent. We're on the cusp of having everything worked out, but yep, we're not quite there. And if we missed it by a short period of time, that would be obviously a bad thing. So we're here to ask for an extension. I think 6 months would be plenty of time. And
question, sir, have the site plans been approved and signed?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just a matter of pulling the permits at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was looking at resolution 2017-08. This is almost a mirror of that one, but that one had some discussion about revisions to the site plan, so this one is similar to that one, but with less.
Right. Well, so could you just explain, or have someone explain what the reason for the extension?
Well, I'm going to ask Mr. Textoris if he would come up.
You swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God. And can you state your full name for the record?
Michael Textoris, T-E-X-T-O-R-E-S. I'm the engineer on the project.
Okay.
Mr. Textoris, you heard the question.
Well, last Tuesday, we had a pre-con with the building officials in the township. Everything else has been satisfied. Bonds have been posted. All the sign-offs and approvals have been received from the township. We have a zoning permit from the township. All our soil erosion sediment control is all approved, county approvals, and so on and so forth. So the only thing we're waiting for now is the building permit. We met with Michael Wright on Tuesday. We discussed some issues, not to get into a lot of detail, but there is one issue with regards to the fire suppression system. But Michael agreed to review the plans and to issue a partial building permit to put the structure up. So that's where they are now. When we spoke with Michael on Tuesday, he said that he could probably turn a set of plans around in about 2 weeks. So we're hoping in...
Just to play, so in other words, to play it safe.
Absolutely.
Just in case you're seeking an extension.
Yes.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And this is not plan revisions to the site plan, because the site plan's been signed. This is plan revisions to the construction drawing.
Correct. The architectural drawings.
Yep.
If required.
Right.
We're looking for a 6-month extension on time to pull the construction permit, and then there's other deadlines that fall behind that.
That's correct.
Which will automatically be adjusted.
Well, in here it says 1 year from the permit, they have to get the CO, so it doesn't need to be adjusted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, John, that means so the permits are pulled whatever day, it's 1 year from that day.
Right.
Got it. So it's not from the 6 months.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
They're seeking the 6 months to be, you know, absolutely sure that they don't have to come right back here again to get that permit. Yeah.
Any questions?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion to grant a 6-month extension. To what date will that make?
That will be January, February, March, April, May, June 12, 2008. Whoa.
2019.
Yeah, you have to be good.
Correct.
Okay.
Wait.
It's mine.
He's not great. No.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at this. Right, because 2016-04 had December 12, 2017.
You look up my front.
And so now I look at 2017-08. That extended it to December 12, 2018.
Right.
Right, so it's 6 months from then, right, then, which would be...
6-12-2019.
June 12, 2019.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, someone made that motion, right?
Not yet.
I think the date, we just did it for the date.
But we need someone to make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, and a second, please.
Second.
Okay. Denise, would you call the roll?
Mr. Filas?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
The motion carries?
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Okay, and we are on to public hearing for Junia.
Yeah. And look who's here.
There he is.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. And we didn't even have to stall.
Appreciate it.
Hello again.
Good evening.
Hello.
So this is continuation of case from October 22nd. You okay?
Yeah, it was a little surprise, that's all.
Okay, just kind of recap, if you would please. Last time we started by asking you to describe the physical description of the project you were going to undertake, the relief sought, and then the rationale for that relief. And I know some things have changed since last time we saw this. Was everyone here?
I was here.
Okay. And I know that you brought your architect who will need to swear in, because I'm assuming he's going to testify.
Correct. So can you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give in this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, something but the truth to help you guide?
I do.
And can you give your name for the record, please?
Robert E. Coleman, architect.
And are you, you're an RA?
Yes, I'm a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey.
And are you also an AIA or just an RA?
AIA.
Okay, and AIA. Okay, thank you.
And just for the record, I'd like to point out there's no one in the audience here to speak on this case for or against it.
Or ask questions.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you all had a chance to see the letter that I wrote as kind of like a summary of what I was working on with Mr. Coleman and to answer some of the questions that came up at the last meeting.
Are you talking about your November 12, 2018 letter?
Correct,
and
yeah.
The board members all have that, and they have the other things that were also submitted, a November 9, 2018 proposal from Richard Fack Jr. and Son General Excavating, five photographs, and an architectural plan drawn by Robert Coleman, dated February 26, 2018, with the last revision date of November 11, 2018.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has that stuff, right?
Yes. Yes. And also Tom Barron's report of November 21st.
So take it away.
Okay, so a couple of the things that I mentioned in that letter. So the first thing was that we decided to try in a different location that might be better than the original one that I thought of. I was still having a tough time with trying to put it next to the house for several reasons, but rather on the opposite side of the driveway, as you could see on the plans, which would be more parallel to the house. And it's fairly wooded in that area surrounding it, so it would be kind of aesthetically pleasing from the street. I'd still like to keep it within the setback so that I wouldn't have to apply for a second variance for that. One of the things that Mrs. Stevens mentioned, which I thought was a good idea, was if I'm interested in having a lift, to have that be in one of the bays that'll go all the way up to bring down the overall height to take away from the square footage of the upstairs. So we were able to lower the height by approximately 5 feet, still significantly above the variance upper limit of 16 feet, but I think much more amenable than 28 and a half feet down to 23 and a half feet. And as far as the excavation, I think that's a huge part of it for me as well, is that it's fairly level already in this area and would require minimal excavation as compared to the other side of the driveway. If you take a look at the pictures that I provided, you could see where there's that island of trees. There's a play area for our two daughters. So we have a playhouse there and a swing set. So, you know, if we were to put a retaining wall in that area, not only would it be additional expense, but then my kids would be playing next to a retaining wall. You know, that's something to consider as well, which I have a hard time with. So, and then as far as the other side, the other part of excavation, not just less removal of all of that area that's sloped, but it would only require removal of one tree versus several large trees. So those are some of my thoughts.
Question, you mentioned just a moment ago that the location would be such that it would fit in the setback and you wouldn't need a variance, but I'm looking at Tom Barron's report that's saying you're looking at a 100-foot setback, which, can I just finish the question?
Well, I just have a notice something about that.
Could I finish the question before
yeah.
you answer? So the question is, don't you require a variance if the minimum setback from the street is 112 feet and you're proposing 100. Are you looking for a variance there?
But I think we discussed at the last meeting that it's not actually 112, the number. That there's 112 feet from It was actually 102, I believe, they said would be the required distance. When we went back and looked at it, you said
102, correct. It's a difference of 2 feet.
Is the 112 incorrect on the report?
It's
to the house.
To the deck.
It's 112 to the house.
The point to which it should be measured is 102 feet. And they're at 100 feet, so it's a difference of 2 feet. So there's a variance for 2 feet.
Okay, in other words, the architect put a measurement of 111 feet to the edge of the house. The covered deck is attached to the house, so it's part and parcel of the house. He should have drawn the arrow to the deck. And what I'm hearing is that the deck is 102 feet from the property line. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the engineer, when he did his survey, that mentioned the offset to the corner of the house, which is where most of them are drawn to, but to the corner of the porch. There's a portion of that covered porch, and I have a picture of it here. It's actually only 102 feet from the road.
How do we know that 102-foot measurement is correct? Did someone measure it?
I scaled it on that plan up there.
I scaled it, too.
You scaled it also?
Yeah.
You came to 102 scale?
It's 102, 112.
And you came to 102 scale?
102, 103. I mean, it's a...
Okay, same question. We still need a variance, though, right?
Well, if I can talk to my client and convince him to move it back 2 or 3 feet...
Do you want to take a quick break?
Private
variance or not?
No, I'd like to keep it within the setback, so...
Well, can we move it back 2 or 3 feet more?
Sure. Or we could even bring in...
Or just rotate it.
Can I make a suggestion? Why don't we take a quick 3-minute recess so you guys can talk privately so they don't have to hear what you're talking about?
Sure. Okay.
I understand that what the chairman is asking is to try to eliminate...
We've decided to rotate that front angle of the garage just a little bit like that. We'll pick up, it's 3 or 4 degrees, and we'll pick up the 2 or 3 feet on that one corner.
Okay, so your testimony then is that we have 102-foot setback, and whatever the setback is, whether it's 102 or 103, you're going to rotate the proposed garage so that it complies with the setback of
yes.
Correct?
That is it.
Okay.
So I want you to make sure, because if you get out there and you ask the zoning officer, if you're 6 inches over, he's going to say no.
Well, when he has a surveyor come to stake out that garage, we're going to make sure that's where he puts it.
Okay. So that takes one variance off the table. Great.
Could I ask one question before we go any further? those, I call them eaves, that are on your garage.
Are they with the brackets?
Yes. How far do they extend out beyond the building?
They extend on the sides and the front out about 3 feet.
Okay. Because there's a section in the ordinance, 165-98.D.6, that permits up to permits up to 3 foot. Anything greater than 3 foot, then you're looking at a variance again. But as long as it's back that 3 foot.
That's what I said it as, 3 feet, because it matches... They matched the original walkway that was around the building, which we took out.
Tom, what ordinance section was that?
That was 165-98D6. I believe that talks about the eaves. There's a little paragraph there.
That eaves may extend into a required yard setback no more than 3 feet as measured from the required yard setback without the need for variance relief.
Okay, so let me just get this straight, though. Did you measure the garage from the eaves or from the foundation wall?
Foundation wall.
Okay.
We should be okay, then, with the eaves sticking out. The eaves are going to be right at 100 foot, then.
Yes.
Okay. Which is still...
They will be dimensioned and detailed, 3 feet,
just
max.
For full disclosure.
No. Okay.
such an encroachment shall be limited to those buildings that are in compliance with the maximum permitted building height and floor area.
Aha.
No, I didn't carry it far enough.
I just had to throw that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
fine. So, if you want to have... eaves extending into the front yard setback, you're going to need a variance for the eaves and the variance for the height. I'm going to say the notice is okay.
Okay.
So we don't have a notice issue here, but we have an eaves issue.
able to elevate that encroachment by 3 feet. So they pushed back to 102. Mm-hmm. So the eaves are coming to 99 right now, just to clarify.
That's correct.
Got it. Okay.
Over here.
What's that ordinance section, Tom?
165-98D6B6.
Thank you. So these things are intertwined here. I don't know if you want to talk about the building height, so we end up on that.
Well, we can't. I don't think he can make it any lower, so we're going to have to go for the eave variance, I guess.
Or eliminate the eaves. Or
I think it's what you, yeah.
Right. Well, I'd sort of like to keep the eaves facing the street because it softens that wall. Mm-hmm. Of
instead
the garage,
of looking like
gives
a tall structure,
it a, you know,
yeah.
Gives it a nice.
It's more for the aesthetic appeal, I think, mm-hmm. at that point with them versus
yeah,
without
them.
It
would be a big bare wall, you're saying, otherwise.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Can I ask a question on the height?
Sure.
23.5 feet is what your letter said, I believe, right? 23.5?
Correct.
Look at the elevations. The front elevation, if I'm reading correctly, shows 24 feet 11 inches. And the rear elevation is 21.11. I guess it's the slope, which I'm fine with. But do we measure height differently?
It's the average of the two.
And is that the way we measure height, Tom? Is it the average
of the average two? Of the two to the peak is my understanding.
Yeah, that's what the ordinance says. And this
okay.
ordinance, just so you know,
yeah.
this ordinance was amended as a result of a recommendation from the Board of Adjustment to the Planning Board and Township Committee to make it a uniform definition of height.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right, because we don't have the
OPO.
Gotcha.
Got it. Thanks.
I didn't want to read it.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So if you're requesting the variance for the eaves, that would be a C2 variance. It has nothing to do with the narrowness of the property because you're saying it looks better.
Yeah, it has a nicer street appearance.
Nicer street appearance. Okay. Do you have any pictures that kind of show that or back that up?
Just the plan.
Just the elevations on the plans.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is the front elevation,
mm-hmm.
which is on your plans, it's just smaller than this.
Right.
To that end, could you also explain what the existing vegetation is in that area? I think you commented on it.
I took a couple pictures, too, so you could see it in that area. So,
I do have
the picture. Just so you know, we've numbered the pictures. So why don't
probably I, would have been helpful for me to do, right?
Yeah, why don't I give you this? Just give it back to me. That's how we numbered your pictures.
Thank you.
So take a look at your pictures first and the numbers, and then tell everyone which number to look at.
Okay. So image number 4 probably shows that.
This is
where
we ended up.
That's the right picture.
So if you look from left to right on the image, you could see...
Which picture are you looking at?
Number 4.
But which...
Ours are numbered.
Okay, then let me have them number them.
Oh, right.
I numbered them. And
those
I,
aren't numbered.
Right. I scanned them and I emailed them out to everybody, but they have the... I didn't
oh,
realize...
Oh, yeah, we looked at the hard copy.
I didn't realize...
Yes. It's online.
Yeah, we have photos.
Yeah, that is online.
This is number 4.
Probably
yeah, that's
it.
Yeah, I get it. So let's just yep. go through these. So we're going to number there.
Mm-hmm. Number 4 is the one where you could see two the neighbor's houses across the street.
Hold up.
Just trying to help.
Number 1.
John, let me see.
Number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
John.
I think so.
Let's turn this down at the end of the dais.
I got three.
Yeah, two and three have the playhouse and the swing set showing the elevation on the north side of the driveway.
Okay.
That's
number two.
Okay.
Thank you.
I actually have five.
Four and five. Four and five.
Well, the street side has one more dormer.
Okay.
That's we need to keep floor areas.
We had
to keep floor areas.
These are all and part of it.
Didn't we have
four and five
originally?
Yes. No, we had two dormers on the garage.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Part of that dorm will give you a little more headroom for a lift, too.
Yeah, that one's okay.
That's the same one. Yep.
We go here.
How high is the upstairs end of thing?
Four. 10 feet to the floor.
10 feet.
Yeah.
It could be eight, really.
Depends on how high a door you want.
Yes, yeah, so it's more of
that. All right.
An angle.
Now they have all the package number, go for it.
Thank you.
Just the back.
Do you want me to run through each one? That could
Well,
that could
you
be
were
helpful.
Telling them about landscaping. Why don't you start there and then you
okay.
can do the rest. Mm-hmm. You were saying picture four with landscaping, right?
Right. Numbers four and five show you the area where the new area where I would intend to put the garage. So number four, you could see coming off that left corner where you have the flat edge of driveway, you have two trees on the left. And then if you come across, you see the neighbor's driveway in the middle, and then there's two more trees around the wood pile.
Mm-hmm.
The tree that's in front of the wood pile, mm-hmm. that would be the one tree that would have to be removed.
Okay.
And behind that, you have two more trees that are behind that wood pile mm-hmm. that would just be more of, you know, an aesthetically pleasing, I think, to have more trees behind the building if you're driving down the street.
Yeah, a bit of a buffer.
Mm-hmm. Little bit of a buffer, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could see that just from another angle on number five, looking from closer to the walkway and closer to the house, looking towards that wood pile. So I would also, this is, if you look to the left of those trees, I'm sorry, to the right of those trees and the right of the wood pile, mm-hmm. you could see on image five, there's, it's an old, I guess, electrical post, almost like a telephone pole that's cut down like at 5 or 6 feet. Do you see that to the right of the wood pile?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just to the right of that is where the foundations of the old barns used to be. So I would try to come as close to those foundations as possible, but, you know, leave space to walk around the side, but just so I can get it as far in from the setback as possible
mm-hmm.
and leave about 3 or 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, leave 3 or 4 feet?
And back there, so behind the driveway, it's pretty much just a little bit of grass that I cut, and the rest is wooded.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we put the garage there, we would be coming into the driveway about 10 feet, so we wouldn't be encroaching horribly on any of that anyway. Mm-hmm. Probably half to 14 feet of it, because it would be coming in about 10 feet, cutting into the driveway.
Oh, the building end.
Yeah, the building would have to cut in setback. To keep within the setback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Push it up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So the picture depicts the garage neatly fitting on the driveway. Is that true? Because you said it's pushed up 10 feet, but the driveway seems to go end to end, or is that like a replaced driveway, the asphalt? I'm saying, like, is that the finished look? So,
not sure what you mean.
Is this the prior photo you're talking about that was more?
No, I'm talking about on the actual drawing.
Oh, well, yeah.
On the drawing. If you look at the drawing.
On the plans?
The plans, yeah.
I believe you drew it overlapped, right, Bob?
I just want
that existing sort of forms like little turnaround here.
Right.
Oh, I see.
There's already a flat edge to it, and
right.
we'll just be coming in about 8 or 10.
So it, but it fits on the asphalt that exists today, or are you going to be expanding the asphalt?
No, it fit on.
It fits on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of cutting.
Because it's
there,
covering right. across there and just fitting right on there.
Mm-hmm.
What exists. So.
That's why
I guess following that question, would you be willing to enhance the landscaping in that area if the board was so inclined to consider that.
Enhance the landscaping around it?
There's somewhat of a buffer in terms of the trees, obviously, in the winter and, you know, part of the fall and spring, mm-hmm. there's no leaves on the trees, and therefore you'd be able to see it.
Would
you be able to enhance it with maybe some evergreens or additional trees just to, I guess, mute the visual impact of the building?
Sure.
As a thought.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many feet the rise is from the road to where the building's going to sit ultimately? Because then it'll be another, 24 feet above that. So right. Do you know how many feet the land rises? How much it slopes up?
Yeah, I see if I have a copy of that topography from last time.
First package.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Do you have it there?
No, I believe it's big. Mm-hmm.
So...
Here, Sharon.
Oh, good.
Here is material from last meeting.
Yeah.
Shows
okay.
The contours.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd give that to the architect.
Do you have this?
This one, yes.
Yeah. So I think it's less of a grade on this side of the driveway as opposed to the other side of the driveway where it really slopes up steeply.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know the exact number by looking at it.
How high above the street it was.
Right.
I think if we look at this corner right here,
yep.
That's about the 340 contour on this map.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we get to here, it's, I'm going to say from this corner to about where this is, probably about 20 feet up.
20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
These are
so it's 40
20 foot contour
interval.
The height of the roof
from this side. Mm-hmm. 340, 360, 320. It's hard to tell with that big of a distance in the lines.
Okay.
Just looking at that from this corner to this middle area here is about 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. And then the shelf one go uphill.
There's this is sort of a plateau here. Where
the shelf one go from that lower corner you just started. It goes uphill from there.
It
kind of winds around.
It goes uphill.
Yeah.
This corner is 420. Mm-hmm. Just like 80 feet.
Back,
yeah.
80 feet.
80 feet.
You know, and such an irregular shaped piece of property. Once in a while, you run into something that you don't have two front yards. You just have one very long front yard.
You have, what, about 1,200 foot of road frontage?
Yeah, because it's almost like a peninsula of a property. So
there's 800 from here, 860 on this and this, plus whatever that curve is.
Right, and this edge and this edge are wooded. The rest
is well, it'll still be
okay. Yeah.
Taller than right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this, so from this standpoint, it's comparable.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone has any questions on this. I want to ask some questions about the height. Do you guys have anything?
Well, excuse, just get squared away on all these pictures.
Take time.
Photograph number one.
Yep.
Looks like a covered something.
That's the carport that I'd be looking to get rid of.
Where's that located?
It's located on... So when you come down the driveway, it's located here in this area.
Did you just...
Can
you come over and show us on
sure.
this plan where that is?
So that's over here in this area.
That's carport.
Yeah.
Could also, while you're here, could you point out where the playground is?
Sure.
Just drop it through.
So, here's the frame garage. The playhouse is right behind that. About 10 by 12.
Mm-hmm. So the markings you're making on Tom's plan, just make them all, then I'm going to ask you to go for the one on the board, and we're going to mark that as an exhibit.
Okay. And then swing set is about here.
Okay. These are swings.
Right.
What's that?
Playhouse.
And the carport is a one car or two car? Don't even touch it yet. Is that okay. One car or two car?
It's.
Put it this way: is it smaller or larger than the frame garage?
It's deeper, but not as wide.
Right.
It's,
so, I mean, so
it's 10 by 20.
It's more like.
It's a one.
That.
Okay. 10 by 20. Yeah.
Okay. Can you now take what's up on the board? Let me just see. I don't think we have any exhibits, so we're going to end up marking that board as Exhibit A1, and I'll get it marked. But you mark on the board the three structures, the carport, the playhouse, and the swing set.
He doesn't want to use this.
Do the same thing with the dimensions and identify.
It's up to you.
No, don't use that big red thing. That's very thick.
Regular red pen?
Yeah, regular red pen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Are there any other structures that are on the pictures that were not shown on that plan? So that's all of them. Okay. And what I think you just said is once you build your garage, your carport's going to be removed?
I'd like to remove it, and that's one of the advantages that I thought of as being beneficial to not just me, but the neighbors, the township, the curb appeal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and there any other structures to be removed? Before you were, when your prior garage location, you were going to take out a shed.
I was considering removing this shed over here. But if I was to put the garage here, I would leave that shed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So right at the present time, you have no garage other than the carport.
There's this barn that's called Frame Garage on the plans.
That's used as a garage, no?
Yeah, there's one car in there, and I keep ATV and like, equipment and things like that in there.
Okay. I'm done, Paul.
Not sure. So, question regarding the height variance, which I know understand now is proposed to be 23 feet 5 inches, and I assume you're going for a C2 variance benefits versus detriments, but I'm having a very hard time understanding what the public benefit is here. So could you step me through that, please, the rationale? I'm not seeing it.
So right now I have a carport, which I would hope would be temporary, but otherwise it would be things like log splitter, ATV, lawnmower. Those things would have no good home to put them into. So they would be out in the yard. Vehicles would be out in the driveway. I think it's nice to keep them in the garage, not just for me, for the longevity of the vehicle, but I think it's nice to have everything kept in one place and neat and tidy when people drive down the street.
Could they not be stored in a one-story garage?
They could be.
So what's the benefit of a two-story garage then?
I guess it's hard to say that there's much benefit to the township if I'm going to have a second level for a lift and if I want to have an exercise room upstairs. I don't know how I could say that that's going to benefit township in any way.
So So how could we vote in favor of this if we don't meet the legal test for a benefit?
You have to give us some sort of a fig leaf.
Well, I would think that if you look at
fig leaf, there's got to be.
There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, for me, there's got to be a substantial reason here.
What do you think?
The ordinance is pretty clear. They don't want tall extra buildings here. And as I see this, this is exactly what the ordinance is written to preclude. That's my reading on it. But I'm open to any discussion you have to offer.
Well. Let me put this forth. Clinton Township thinks it's a rural community, farm-based.
What are you basing that on?
Well, I've driven around Clinton Township a lot, done work here, looked at a lot of the old buildings, farmhouses. They're even where I live out in Warren County, their accessory buildings are typically two stories because that's...
Is that germane to our ordinance?
Well, it's germane to what benefits the town in keeping with a rural look and a rural...
You're saying that it's a more rural look to have a two-story garage
or a story and a half? Well, a one-story look is a very more contemporary look for a garage. If you look at the ones that are built... in the backyard of houses that were built in the 50s and the 60s. It's a more of a modern 1950s look. It's not necessarily a rural agricultural look like a lot of the look in this area is.
The question, so why did the governing body adopt this ordinance that limited accessory structures to 16 feet?
I have never understood that in any town that does that. Because if you look at a lot of ordinances for height in other towns, they limit the height to 2.5 stories or 35 feet.
Well, that's the principal structure. We're talking about an accessory structure. This ordinance has a separate provisions for accessory structures.
All towns do. But I would say this. If you look at some of those big towns or, I'd say, more upscale towns, a lot of the buildings they pride are in violation of their ordinance because they're three stories.
I'm not sure that's germane to the question on the table. The question on the table is, we have a township ordinance, and we can only vote to grant you a...
Well, what is the purpose of only a one-story garage?
That's not a question before us, right? You'd have to take that up with the planning board and pass the ordinance.
Sure.
Our job is to grant variances if you can make a case that it meets either a C2 or a C1 set of requirements. We're not here to dismiss the ordinance because we don't understand the rationale for writing.
Or if you don't agree with it, you can have a personal view that you don't agree with it, but your duty that you're all sworn and took your oath, you're supposed to uphold your ordinance.
This is not jury nullification here.
Right. And I mean, you can grant, you have the authority to grant variances, like you said, if one of the two tests has been proven. But personal disagreement with the ordinance, you're not entitled to grant the variance.
The ordinance is not a good one. That's an issue to take up with the planning board to have them change the ordinance. But that's not a question that we can answer.
Well, like I said, I believe a two-story, or in this case, a story and a half, building is more in keeping with the rural area in town. It would be more of a benefit for that than a one-story, more contemporary-looking garage.
Do you have any evidence to back that up, that this is somehow more in keeping with the intent?
Can I say something here? It's the opposite, because the township has done something about the rural look it wants. What it's done is, in non-residential districts, not in residential districts, in non-residential districts, the township adopted Ordinance Section 165-75. Mm-hmm. And 165-75 is the design standards for non-residential development, and there they talk about having agricultural-looking structures and all that. Mm-hmm. But in the residential zones, they specifically didn't do that. And again, I can't testify, but the way the only interpretation—that's
the way it's
written. That's the way it's written. The only interpretation I can come up with is they wanted the new commercial development to have that look, but residential. They wanted a certain other look, and
it was for accessory structures lower, but that's because that's what the ordinance says. I don't know.
There's a zoning distinction, and also with agricultural land, some of them are also under the right to farm, which there's more leeway in terms of what you can do. And I think the township, when they adopted their ordinance, certainly understood their agricultural past and made clear determination that this is the way they wanted to move forward, at least in the residential areas, hence the limitation. I mean, are there any other homes in your neighborhood that have this type of structure or situation? If it's a common feature in Clinton Township, can you point to any other such structures in the area?
Well, I don't have pictures of them with me, but I think there's plenty of homes that have detached structures that have a second level on them, and I think you can make them look very aesthetically pleasing, and still add plenty of value and something good to your property. I think it's an improvement of the property.
One other thing, so in the ordinance section 165-100. The township created certain exceptions to height requirements. It's interesting to see what the exceptions are, because again, accessory structures or garages aren't in there, but the height I'm reading from ordinance section 165-100. Mm-hmm. The height provisions of this part of the ordinance shall not apply to bulkheads, elevator enclosures, water tanks, or similar accessory structures. It doesn't say garages. And it's if they're on a roof and occupy an aggregate of 10% or less of the area on the roof on which they're located, provided that the structures don't exceed a height by more than 10 feet.
You know, like a cupola or something.
Right, a cupola, right. So, again, the township recognized exceptions to the height limitation, but it specifically, so not only is there a differentiation between agricultural farm-looking non-residential structures, which the township in certain districts, not all, have pushed, whereas they haven't done that in residential, but the exceptions to the height requirements don't include accessory garages, and in fact, I got this separate section, again, not to repeat, but on accessory garages, which has a height limitation, which is substantially less than the principal permitted dwelling. I don't think there's, I think it's actually clear of what I just said. And again, I don't know why they did it.
Mm-hmm. We don't know, but we know what they wrote.
But this is what they did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think one of the issues the board is wrestling with here now is that this is just one alternative. We discussed a few alternatives in terms of the location, the placement. One being that if it was attached to the house, no variances. Another that if it was on the north side of the property, you could perhaps build it into the landscape, and I know there are certain issues with that, but it would effectively reduce the average height of the building, albeit, again, it would require perhaps a retaining wall and would go into the play area. So the question is, or I guess there needs to be a demonstration that this alternative being proposed is the best alternative.
Yeah, and one other, again, from the ordinance. I mean, the argument that garages are good because it takes vehicles and equipment, and it puts them inside so the neighbors can't see them outside. They also have, Clinton has a storage shed ordinance, and it allows accessory storage sheds.
But you could achieve that in 16 feet.
Right. You can not only achieve that in a 16-foot garage, but you could achieve the equipment part of it in a storage shed. So I think that the chairman said it right. The question for a C2 variance is, what is the public benefit of the height of the garage? Not what is the public benefit of the garage. What is the public benefit of the height of garage? When you say there's no public benefit, then it comes down to, is there some sort of C1 hardship argument you can make? Because if you don't have a C1 hardship variance, how in good conscience, even if they want to grant this thing, how do they grant it? That's the question.
Right. Even if we thought it looked good, I don't know that we have any legal standing to vote in favor of it.
My suggestion of the hardship, as I mentioned in my letter, would be, I think the financial cost would be a lot more to put it within the setback, within the north side of the driveway. So what other options would I have other than build something that's 16 feet or less?
I think that's the first option.
And in the financial, the fact that it's going to cost you more to do it is not, there are cases that say that's not a hardship. That's not a legally recognizable hardship that they can base a variance on.
Right, a hardship would have to do something with an unusually shaped lot, narrowness, or something like that. But it would be hard to think of a hardship where a 16-foot garage would fit, but a 23-foot one would not. I don't know what kind of lot would ever lend itself to that kind of situation.
Can I ask the question, Tom? All the houses on Chalfont Drive, they're all fairly new?
They're newer, yeah.
And how many bay garages do they have?
They mostly have three.
Three. Mm-hmm.
There's one house on, not my part of Chalfont, where there's five homes, but there's one house that has less, that has two. But otherwise, they're all three.
Okay, again, Tom, the issue's not a three-car versus two-car garage.
No. What I was getting after, only because of past experience driving through that area myself, right. And I did some work in the area. Are there any other houses on Chalfont, say the beginning, that there's a detached garage that is? Is it an older house?
There's an older house further down on Chalfont, number 4, I believe.
Closer to Haytown.
Right, yeah, the second house in from Haytown that has a detached.
Are there any other houses on Haytown that are older that have detached garages?
Many. Okay. Many. And some with stories? Second stories.
Yeah. They barns. With the old barns.
Some look like fairly new garages to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just only the history that's. I'm looking at Agent Hughes' house.
What would that tell you, though? What's the public benefit? That's the question.
It potentially matches the neighborhood.
I don't know if it's a benefit, like the chairman's asking.
Because you'd have to dig in with these brief, houses, additions built prior to the zoning.
Before this, before this ordinance, this section passed. Just thinking age versus age, but what's the benefit? This is a new development area, newer homes.
And I mean, I'm trying to really work to meet, I understand the board's concern, especially with the previous height that I had. So I thought by trying to come down significantly that would help.
Let me ask the question this way. Suppose someone came along and sued us and said, what did you guys do? You granted a variance here when this is clearly a violation of the zoning ordinance. What was the rationale you used? If we go in front of a judge and say, what was the rationale you used to demonstrate there was a clear public benefit here, what would we say to that?
You could say that they didn't show up at today's meeting.
And but here's the other thing. What would happen if...
Why do they care now? Right,
you granted the variance, no one's here, you didn't get sued, and then other people came in seeking the same height variance.
Same question.
Right. That's a harder one, because now they've created a precedent without a legal reason for it, and now it even sets up an equal protection argument that they granted it to you, they didn't have a legal reason, they should grant it to anyone else, and it basically busts the ordinance. What the board generally does when it grants any of these variances, A, they find that some test has been satisfied, and B, they try to get me to put in the resolution the particular facts that led them to that, so it, even though there's case law that says every case has got to be decided on its own merits, and just because they do one thing is not precedent, an equal protection claim is still out there. That, to me, that's the bigger concern, and the ordinance busting part of it, than a potential prerogative writ, as Mr. Junio explains when no one's in the audience. But still, if you grant one without a reason, you're asking for trouble.
Right. Yeah, the example I gave, I think, just more clearly illustrated the point.
Right.
If asked, what are you going to say? What's the answer to that?
Well, put it this way. If they wanted to grant it, can one of you guys tell me what I'm going to put in the resolution? Because my resolutions don't just say, you grant the variance, it was a C1 hardship or it was a C2 benefits versus detriment. I got a detailed explanation. So what would the explanation be?
I
because they can't think of one. If you guys got to come up with something, because if you don't come up with something, it's not a fig leaf. It's the
it's the
basis of them exercising their power. I don't know how else to say it.
Right. It's the whole purpose we hear the case.
Yeah.
I'm trying to improve my property. I want to be there for a long time and enjoy it. I understand that there are rules. I'd like it to have a second level. I mean, I don't see how doing something like that for myself is benefiting the township, so I honestly can't give you a good answer on that. But I think if we put it in a good location and it looks rustic and aesthetically appealing and there's a fairly amount of vegetation around it, I feel like there's not going to be too many people driving up Chalfont Drive wondering why there's a building there that's 8 feet taller than the allowed variance height. Mm-hmm. So I wish I had a better answer for that, but I don't think I do.
And I'm not making any suggestion. This is not a suggestion for an argument to get a variance, but if it's so important for you to have this second story, we discussed last time, you can figure out, if you can figure out some way to attach it to the dwelling, then it's no longer...
It goes away.
It goes away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
that's
for you.
What's considered a connection?
Huh?
A roof. What's considered a connection? Just a roof?
Mm-hmm. Just a roof.
We went through this last time.
I think it was the roof.
Just
I think
roof.
Rick, you said it was the roof. Right. Could have been a covered walkway. A
covered walkway or something like that.
Because that varies, too. From
right, but at least you could talk to the zoning officer and your construction code official, because people have done that before to get around having to apply for variances when the board... You're not the first guy who's come in where the board is like, you know, this looks great and everything, but
no.
Is there some reason for us to grant it? And these guys are like, they said no to, you know, in the past to a couple other people, and people that really wanted it figured out some way
around it.
Around it by attaching it.
Yeah. Please understand, I don't think we're trying to be hard here, and I don't actually think this would look that terrible, but just in good conscience, I can't just ignore
it. It's a legal standpoint.
Say again?
It's a legal point.
Exactly.
Been down this road with other cases. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we've been sworn in to, you know, go down this route here. If there were any reasonable argument, I think we'd be open to hearing it, but I'm not hearing one myself.
Can you think of anything, Bob?
No, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you have a couple choices at this point. If we can't think of anything, you know, to tell you to go off and think about it. But my hunch, I don't know if anyone else has needed, my hunch is you're not going to come up with a good idea if you wait a month. It probably isn't going to work. We could deny the height variance, and I guess now for me, the height variance, you don't need any variances at all because the 3 foot eaves now is okay. So that would mean no variance at all.
That's correct.
So it's basically just the height variance.
If you make the height variance go away, then the eaves are not a problem.
Right.
3 feet.
Your choices are basically, I mean, I
they're
think,
limited, I know.
Yeah, it's either, I mean, I don't speak for them, but I think it's obvious that they're going to have to say no on the height variance. So your choices are basically build a complying 3-car garage, which is, you know, no more than 16 feet high, and like the chairman says, you then can have the eaves encroaching 3 feet into the setback, or somehow attach it to the building so that you're not limited to 16 feet. I don't really think there are any other choices.
Right.
I think those are the two choices.
Right, and then do the eaves become an issue? And then it's not an accessory structure.
Not an accessory structure. And if he attaches it, it's going to be plenty far away from...
There's no issue.
There's no issues.
Right.
Someone's got to say something.
Mm-hmm. The proposal would be to...
You want to submit it?
Without prejudice. Not vote, even withdraw the application.
Can we think about it? Can I think about it?
Sure. Then what happens if you don't think of anything in a month? Would you withdraw the application then? And we'll be back.
Or do you want them to deny it?
What's that?
His choice is, if he wants to think about it, you carry it to a date certain without need for further notice, and on that date, you either continue the hearing, they bring something, some other idea that no one's thought of in, or he writes a letter saying, I withdraw the application, in which event you dismiss it without prejudice, or he says, you know what, just give me the vote, and you vote, and it looks like it would be a motion to deny it, and then you deny it.
And you have to write a resolution.
And I have to write a resolution. The least expensive, if you don't want
to... just with,
you don't want to pay me. You don't want to pay me to do a denial resolution.
If I know it's going to be a no...
Yeah, but I'm going to dot the I's and cross the T's, and you're going to pay me to do it.
I got you.
You better just to withdraw.
Okay. Yeah. And I would just reach out to Denise at that point?
You would send a letter and saying, I'd like to withdraw my application.
Okay.
And then the board will list it for like a one-page, two-page at most dismissal... Good. Without prejudice.
Right. And our next meeting is January 28th, next scheduled meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, it's not December because of the holidays?
Right.
No, I think that ends up being Christmas Eve or something.
Something like that.
Very close.
Yeah, we need some other scheduling issues going on.
So we're going to say you want the application carried to the January 28th.
Is that your organizational meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The January 28th, 2019 meeting. They'll reorganize first, then they'll have the meeting with no need for further notice, at which time you will either have submitted some additional stuff 21 days ahead of time or send a letter in saying, I want to withdraw the application.
Okay.
Or you could show up and ask for a vote, but I'm telling you, that's
not going to go too well.
Yeah, it's not going to go too well, and it's going to cost you on top.
And it's not because it's personal, because
correct.
I can tell.
Oh, my God.
You guys kind of feel bad about my situation.
Oh, yeah.
But your hands are kind of tied. And
yeah. I just got to tell you.
The legal side of it, I understand. I don't know the law well, but because I work in a different area of things, but I get
it. It doesn't help you, but more than 95% of the cases that come in, we give relief that people are looking for.
They try to find some way.
5% of that help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look for ways to accommodate people's replies.
And you're saying you think I'm in the 5% because...
Because
there's no good rationale.
There's no good rationale.
So if other people do apply for something that's over the height limit, what types of rationale do they give? As an example, just curious.
Well, first of all, if it's one would seem like if someone's looking for an extra foot or something, you know, there are a couple a little bit over. One guy said, hey, you know, the slope will match the roof of the house. Because otherwise,
okay.
Because you want me to do a flat roof? I'll be happy to do a flat roof.
Yeah, I can comply with a flat roof.
But that was like a foot over,
right.
8 feet over.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
and
the magnitude of the variance.
Would it change the number of stories in his garage anyway? Because it's just a standard garage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So even if it was to come down and have, like, 7.5-foot ceilings upstairs, and we get it down by 2.5 more feet, it still wouldn't be enough, you think, to get it down to like 20 feet.
Let me ask you this. This is, again, not a rationale for the variance, but do you want to work on a car year-round or just in the good weather?
Hobby. No, hobby.
I understand that, but I mean, you could actually have a compliant garage, and you could have a lift-off portion of the roof so that you could push your car basically up through the roof.
I'd rather argue for a variance and have to take the designer lift off roof.
Okay.
That's never worked well for major leagues.
It's not going to work well for
him. Yeah.
Like a convertible?
No, you have the roof open up.
Not electric, mechanical.
Like a stadium.
Huh?
Like
and
stadium.
Then you'll see the neighbors complain. Then you'll hear the complaint.
Yeah.
With the car comes out of the roof.
When the car comes out of the roof, go ahead. And then they'll say, why didn't you just give them a higher ceiling?
What kind of zoning laws are there for underground garages?
You can go underground. That's what they told you in the beginning.
Go down.
Go down.
That's what I was thinking about.
Go down. The setback's the only one. As long as you comply, remember in the very beginning they said, can you go down? Because if you can go down, your height is from ground elevation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's another way of doing it with a...
A basement.
Right, with a man.
No, see, the person would have to walk down, so he'd get under the car.
Right.
Car stays up, the person
yeah,
goes down.
Correct.
Like when you pull into
I haven't seen one
when
of
you
those.
Pull into when you pull into an oil lube place. Now, I know that a lot of them have...
Trench under the car.
Yeah, I know a lot of them have lifts, but the older ones had the trench under the car.
I know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ways to skin the cat without needing the variance, the height variance.
Okay.
So I'll put a little more thought into it. Maybe we, and, you know, if I can't come up with a good reason, then maybe, yeah, scrap the variance and change the plans without a variance, do something right. different. Or,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Great. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. All right. I think that's it. Anything else?
Are you taking that as an exhibit, John, or not?
The exhibit.
Yeah, we need that.
Okay. Is that on a board?
Yes, it is.
Let's unclip it.
This is your marker, too.
Oh.
Okay, motion to
adjourn. Going back to your recommendation.
Oh, yeah, let me go pull those out. You got have another one?
Yeah, that's fine, though.
I think we really should make sure that we, building department, planning board, and engineers who do location surveys, things like that, are all on the same page.
I don't know where I'm going to go from.
What is the location survey with setback meters?
What do you mean?
We've recently been
saying. Good luck. Good night.
Good luck.
You have to take the overhang of the roof into account when you're measuring building setbacks. And Tom Yeager, for instance, says when an engineer does a location survey, that's for the walls of the structure. That's not for the furthest extension of the structure.
Tom, is that true?
So see what
you usually go to the structural or the inhabitable portion of the house.
They don't also note
if there's an opening, if there's extension, you know, 2 foot, 3 foot that is part of maybe a second floor that's noted. We usually don't locate the 2 foot eave or anything like that, or a foot eave going around the building. Look on any old survey maps or anything you might find.
It depends on the ordinance, too, if it has to be free from the ground to the sky, unobstructed.
You know, if you're in a city.
No, but listen, what John is saying is we have an ordinance here that says eaves can extend 3 feet.
Right.
But he's saying that, and Tom apparently is confirming it, that common surveying practice is not to measure eaves.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's an issue. Probably bring that to the attention of the governing body in the annual report.
Well, no, I think it's to the attention of the building instructor, inspector, because I think probably he probably has a set of regulations that he deals with.
The building inspector would probably know that. It's the zoning officer. Because if the zoning officer issues a zoning permit for a structure, the building inspector's hands are actually tied. But to play it safe, bring it to both of their attentions.
So could you write a paragraph and send it to me that captures the essence of what you're looking for?
All right.
Yeah. And just to be clear, that rule would apply to even if it was just a deck with no roof, or the roof on the deck is what made the variance, the setback.
No, it would have applied to the
deck. Anything,
the deck anyway. Anything
any part
attached.
Of the structure. Attached to the structure. Okay.
Attached is part and parcel of the structure.
Okay. Attached is attached. Yep.
Attached is attached.
Okay.
It's just like a trellis.
We're talking about two different types of attachment. Oh. One type, what Bill is asking is, why was the measurement 102 feet, not 112 feet?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the deck was attached.
That's got it. Okay.
The other attached is, what constitutes an attached garage versus a detached garage?
Right.
Okay. If you just had a little patio going out there, or a little wood deck, I'm not thinking so. I think the board in a resolution, I forget the case. Remember there was a woman who wanted some kind of like
law
a,
office, right?
No, it was a
isn't that one?
Yeah, but that was.
It was a different one.
Yeah, it's the one where she wanted either a pottery shed or that was her hobby in the back, and it was actually a height variance. The thing was going to exceed 16 feet, and what she did to get around it was she put a deck with a roof. And the board at least indicated on the record that a deck and a roof, attaching it, meant it was part and parcel, it was attached, and it wasn't restricted to the 16-foot accessory structure anymore because it was not an accessory structure. It was part and parcel of the principal structure.
Is that Marsh?
I don't remember the name.
Yeah, in 2012. Yeah. Residential once expanded bedroom and added garden shed that was attached to the house.
That's the one.
Wow, real fast.
I can remember what happened. He can remember the name. He has this special list.
You know, Tom, I think what has their talents. Is a number of accessory structures robbed of square footage. A very good point to get.
Yeah, I got that one in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a prime example.
He's got all sorts of buildings. Yeah. I don't see there's any violation. It's not his code, is it?
I don't know whose coat that is. It's not Jamie Junio's. I think it's the architect. Yeah, I think so too.
He might be back tomorrow.
Probably got a microphone.
That was funny.
Like that one.
Okay. Yeah, I want to go to him.
That's what you're going to do next time you leave.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I got my. Okay. I do have to go. Yeah, but I'm sad.